It's the Quizzo Cast, a behind-the-scenes look at the questions, writers, hosts, and players of Michigan's top pub trivia community. Here are your hosts, John Gay and Tom Whitaker.
And we are now officially into double digits. Welcome to episode number 10 of the Quizzo Cast. We made it, Tom.
10, it feels good. How many do we sign up to do? When are we done?
I don't think that was decided.
That's not the goal here.
I think you need to fire your agent.
You have an agent? Oh, shit, man.
I will say most podcasts don't make it to 10. They kind of get bored and quit. So we're doing better than the vast majority of podcasts.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
I'm excited for our guests today, and not just because they brought us delicious, delicious donuts. But Patrick and Jenna are here. They are an item, I guess is the right way to say it.
Close enough.
Sure.
And they work together at different gigs and such like that. So where do you host? We'll start with that.
A hosting tandem.
All right. So it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Wow.
It's a good time. Tuesdays is at Brown Iron Brew House, which you know very well. Wednesdays is at Shield Macomb Pizzeria.
Oh, that's important.
Thursdays is at Muldoon's, Rochester Hills location. Friday is at Westview Orchards Winery in Romeo.
And I want to hear more about the winery, but I will say I've filled in for you, I believe, twice at Brown Iron, and that is a great gig.
It's the best gig.
It's like a 40-minute drive for me, but it's like 15, 20 teams. Everybody's into it. It's a huge space.
So that's awesome.
I love filling into that gig for you.
You guys were mentioning on a previous podcast, you've got those gigs you never want to let go of. This is the gig I want to die with. They just get it. They bring you the gift cards before the game starts.
Whoa.
They bring you whatever you want on the menu.
They get it.
You get free food?
Listen, last Tuesday, I got a heaping pint glass full of what's called candied bacon.
Stop.
It was special. And I tried this brand new hard seltzer that everyone's raging about now.
Mm-hmm.
So do they make their own? It's not White Claw?
No, it's not White Claw. It's Perrin. Perrin now has the only on-draft alcoholic seltzer. It's 5% and just water.
Oh, I'm sure.
Looks like
mango
water.
Mango infused water.
It's not the worst thing I've ever had in my life. So there it is.
I like it. Those hard seltzers, they're not like my go-to, but perfect for like pool day. We're outside. Like those are, you know, like two hearteds on the beach. That's not a good choice.
That's a good point.
That's a tough afternoon.
But I will take a two-hearted any day of the week.
You see they got double two-hearteds coming out?
What?
I don't know about that.
I'm ready.
I don't know.
Tommy's ready. Sign me up. Anyway, it's enough about that. You're doing four gigs.
I never see him.
Never?
And you fill in for him when he has a conflict, right?
Yes. So Patrick works out of town a lot. And so whenever he's gone, I've decided I would fill in for him. I don't want him to lose his bar. So I'm his permanent sub. Yeah.
Who do the bars like better?
Who do the teams like better?
Teams. Certain teams like me more. Other teams obviously like him
more. Well, who likes you more? Let's talk about it.
There's one team called the Meatballs.
Okay.
And they have like 18 dogs. And it's just this really nice couple. Yep. And they will never address me by name. They will only address me as, "Where's Jenna?" that's it.
Yeah.
Hey, where's Jenna? Like, it's my name. Like, nice to see you. Nice to see you. Oh, Jenna? No, she's not here.
They've invited me to like play on their team whenever Patrick's home and hosting because they don't like you.
No, I don't know why. They're great. Jenna's an awesome host. The good thing is that before I was hosting, Jenna was always playing at my gigs anyways. Mm-hmm. So she was really familiar with the management, with the people that are already playing. So her stepping into the role was really natural. And it was like, oh, okay, well, we already know you, so get on with the game. It wasn't even an issue, which is great.
There's so many places it's like a comfort thing. Like we have that at
100%.
Tavern. It's just like, we know, like, they make a reservation for their table, and as soon as, like, the wait staff sees that first person come in, it's like, okay, I know you're drinking a Chardonnay, and you've got a bucket of Bud Lights, it all starts coming out, like, and it's just, like, it's a comfort thing.
It's a ritual. But it's like, okay, all right, I know her, I know Patrick.
That's a beautiful symbol.
Yeah.
When that happens, when people reserve their tables, they've got their wait staff, and they all joke, and they know each other, that's just beautiful for me. McMuldoon's is that kind of bar, where if you don't reserve a table, and you come on in, you get quickly shooed over to the bar. Like, hi, do you guys have a reservation tonight? Oh, no, we just thought we'd come on by for fun.
It's just a Thursday night.
Go to the bar.
You are banished to the bar.
Absolutely. It's great. It's a great gig.
Will you admit, Patrick, to any teams liking you better than Jenna?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's probably like 80% of them, I'd say.
There's a few. Most of them are not vocal about it at all because, how's Jenna doing? Oh, we know she's teaching. She's so busy. Oh, my goodness. Tell her we said hi. All right, no problem. Not a problem. But, yeah. I mean, I've been with most of these bars for like 2 years plus.
Yeah,
so
you got a chemistry.
Once
there.
You get like 18, 24 month mark, like you're good. Like,
yeah,
you're,
absolutely.
You're in a rhythm and all that.
You don't have to think.
18 months like it's your baby.
Ah, it's beautiful.
I mean, two babies, two pregnancies.
Or like a giraffe and a half.
No, you know how like,
giraffe and
you
a
know
half
how parents, like,
oh, yeah.
he's 18 months, he's 24 months. No, he's two. Like,
he's 26 months. No, he's two.
There's a difference developmentally, though.
Oh, we're here we go.
The teacher.
Here
the
we
teacher.
Go. That's fine.
I'm
that's
not
fine.
A parent. I just like, I know kids. So.
Yeah, I get it.
But you teach high school.
Yep.
So you must feel like a parent sometimes.
They're 24
only
months old.
Only always. Yeah.
High school,
they're usually
so.
About 24 yeah. months. And I tell them all the time, I do not teach kindergarten. Yeah, I'm a parent to them.
This is where I have an immense amount of respect for you because when I was a top 40 radio DJ and those annoying little fucking kids would call me.
Sound the siren.
What?
Like, when I was a top 40 radio DJ.
When I did middays on the former 98.7 amp radio.
I wasn't going to say anything.
But my point is, when these teenagers would call, they would irritate the shit out of me. It was the best birth control ever. But all I had to do was just hang up. I could hang up on them. You don't have that option.
That's really nice. However, I don't have to go home with them. So that's nice. I can just leave it at school.
Thankfully, John never went home with the listeners.
Well, oh my that's God. Also
you
true.
Don't know that. I don't know.
Not an amp, no.
Not
saying,
an amp. Not an amp.
They're not my kids. I hang out with them for a couple hours a week. That's it. That's
okay.
It.
All right.
But it's good to see their growth, and some of them are really cool.
You got any? Is there any real similarities to like Quizzo? And then, like,
yeah, teenagers versus drunk bar patrons. Are there any?
Oh, yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Like with the cell phone usage and like chirping from the back of the room. Like,
yeah, yep, there's that, and just annoyances. Actually, really, parents, I think, remind me of some patrons at the bar because. Because they'll email me all the time, like, no, this grade needs to be changed. Like, this isn't accurate. And so, you know, when they come up to you and you're like, I got this answer right, and I just spelt it wrong. Doesn't that count?
I put Yegemite instead of Vegemite.
So I think I deserve the points on that.
So, Jenna, your full-time gig is teaching.
Yes.
And Patrick, your full-time gig is eight of them. It's the gig economy.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun. I don't get ever bored.
Technically, we call, sorry to cut you off, but technically, we call 4 nights of hosting trivia. We call that full-time Quizzo.
Full-time.
All right, I'll take it.
Where are your benefits?
I'll take it, yeah. That's a great question.
Mikey, are you listening?
Yeah.
Mikey, hello.
Pull that RV over, please. Need to talk with you.
So anyway, what else do you
Blue Cross of Michigan on line 3 for you.
Yeah.
Well, Sunday and Monday nights, I work at Founders Brewery here in Detroit, right? Not too far away, over on Cass and Charlotte. And then Tuesday through Friday is trivia. Saturdays, I host tours in the city, or I'll do private trivia or private whatever gigs are available that someone from trivia asked me to do. So
sure.
It's a real weird wedding. You guys know it. and then it just repeats from there. Recently, the past 3 weeks, I've actually been long-term subbing at her high school, which is really weird.
Whoa.
Yeah, super not weird. Intentional.
There are some couples who refuse to work together.
Oh,
now you're working together
again.
At Quizzo and school.
Yeah.
I mean, the look on Jenna's face right now.
No. This was a good working together.
Okay.
Working on a cruise ship was not the best working together.
Is that how you guys met?
Toxic.
No.
Okay, we'll come back to that in a second.
Okay.
But what about the cruise ship?
We're working in reverse.
That's fine with
me.
Yeah,
we're going back in time.
You know, why don't you start, Jenna, with the cruise ship and why it didn't work for us.
Okay, buckle up.
Okay. Sip of my beer real quick.
I think that maybe it didn't work. It wasn't awesome because we were working literally the same exact job, got to see each other in super close proximity, and then we lived together in a room probably half the size of the room that we're in right now. It was
So like a little teeny tiny cruise ship.
Tiny. If you've been on a cruise ship, you know how small the rooms are for the guests. Ours are much, much smaller. So... you know, bunk beds, tiny, tiny bathroom. That was where I would go to escape the bathroom.
Yeah, the only door you can slam in a crew member's room is the bathroom door, and it's just not satisfying.
It's not.
Because it's like the air gap.
Yeah.
It takes two steps to get there from your argument station, which is your, you know, small twin size bunk beds. So it's like, yep. I'm out of here. Step.
Hey, sweetheart.
Really grand.
I know you can hear me, and I know this door doesn't lock or anything. I'm just going to go on a walk. Around the hall. I'll be back. Nowhere else to go.
You guys literally lived the below deck show in real life.
It was like that.
Yeah.
It, you know, obviously, it was a lot of fun. There were only sometimes where we had the major struggle of, hey, I've seen you 20 of 24 hours
yeah.
today.
It was just maybe just too much. It was hard to get breaks.
I need you to go back to your bunk. I need you to get out of here. You got to go back up to your bunk.
Can you go upstairs now, please?
Would you just go back up there?
Yeah.
And then quit moving around up there because I can hear it, okay?
What were your jobs on the cruise ship?
We worked with kids. So we worked in the kids' camp.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
Yeah.
We worked with 2 to 11-year-olds all day, every day, 7 days a week.
And that's why you went to the high school level from there and you couldn't.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my trajectory was always high school. But this was a good...
Yeah,
confirmation that it was going to be high school.
Of the jobs you can do on a cruise ship, it is one of the best ones, though.
Yeah.
Because you get to work with kids, not adults, which is great. So these kids aren't getting drunk off their ass.
Right.
Already beautiful. Number two, I get to play games all day. Depending
play
on the
games,
age group.
Crafts, sing,
crafts,
dance.
Pirate stuff.
Yeah.
We get to go do Puppa golf competitions outdoors. We get to do water slide competitions, hide and go seek around the ship, video game time, giant movie projector stuff. I mean, it was... great.
It was a good gig.
Yeah.
And considering.
And where were these cruises going?
My first ship was without her. So we had been dating, and I told her, I need to work on a cruise ship. I just graduated from Oakland University.
Yep.
And she said, that's fine. You know, in 6 months, we'll decide where we're at as a couple. If you're going to continue to do this, we'll have a conversation. If not, you come home. No big deal. You tried it.
Cool.
My first ship was out of Miami, and we did Eastern and Western Caribbean. Second ship, which she then joined me on, was out of Long Beach. And so we did quick cruises to like Ensenada, Baja, Mexico. The next
Catalina
ship we went
Island.
On
the fucking Catalina wine mixer.
It was the Catalina wine mixer. It was the big, yeah.
If you're keeping score at home, that point
twice
goes to John.
Week, every week.
Well done. And the last ship we were on, the longest one, was beautiful. We were doing Seattle up into Alaska for 5 or 6 months during the summer. It was beautiful. Sun didn't set until 11 p.m. You'd see whales just right next to you every single day on your ship. You'd be going through fjords and seeing icebergs, dog sledding. Unreal.
I've done the Alaskan cruise, and I recommend it to anybody.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's
honestly.
So beautiful and amazing.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Couldn't be better. And then that ship then transferred to Hawaii, crossed the Pacific, and then crossed the Pacific further to Sydney. And then we went around Australia and Fiji and... the Polynesians and Bora Bora.
Tom's
and
eyes are glazing over right now.
It is amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Like
yeah.
sometimes sometimes I'll go on Google Maps and like and like drop myself into a city and like do a street view tour of like Tokyo and I'll like walk around and be, oh, this is really cool cuz I work in radio and it's just this shit's just not happening.
You need to make up a fourth night of Quizzo is what you need to do.
Yeah,
there
that's
you go.
Time.
Nah, yeah,
that sounds amazing though, you guys.
It was a good time.
It was
really
fantastic.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See the world and get paid for it, basically.
That's
right?
The dream job. I just want to get paid to travel. So
yeah, it was beautiful.
Was it.
I convinced her to, as soon as she had finished, right before she finished her master's for teaching, I said, listen, before you get a real job teaching and basically settle forever, take 2 years and let's just go and travel around. Let's have a lot of fun. We'll spend all the money we make on excursions. We'll have fun. We'll go take trips in Asia and Thailand. We'll backpack around after we're done. When we go home, then we can focus on our serious lives. And it went from there. It was great.
That's what we did. You didn't really have to convince me. I was pretty much on board like a week after you left. I was I can't. I need to be with him. So.
Aw.
Yeah, it was adorable.
So the cruise thing didn't work out long term because you wanted to put down roots? Like that's...
Yeah, it was just time for land life. Both of our sisters were about to have a baby. Mm-hmm. It's just time for family and land.
Yeah, it gets to a certain point where, you know, you're gone for every single holiday for 4 years. It's fun. You know, you're working on Christmas. You're working on every single holiday. You got, you know, 15-minute lunches, and you're working 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, 8 months at a time, with then a month off. You know,
burns you out.
It
does. It can certainly burn you out.
Yeah, you can see all the most beautiful places in the world, meet incredible people, but, you know, nothing compares to home at the end of the day.
You can only be scallywags for so long.
Sadly.
That's true.
And then you have to come back and, what would it be, a landlubber?
Yeah, more or less.
Did you guys ever have to do a pirate impression? Can I get that out of you for the kids? Let's get one.
Oh, I didn't, but Patrick would. He would talk to them pirate talk and like
frequently
rhyme and like.
It was great.
Let's go.
Oh, I listen. It burns my voice out so fast.
It's that bad.
Yo, it's really bad.
And you've got a great voice. Like you sound phenomenal on this microphone.
I appreciate it. Yeah, what we would do, especially with the 2 to 5 year old age group, we would have themed evenings. So like, all right, guys, Tuesday night we're gonna do.
We
you
do
know,
like
Princess and Prince's Night. So, you know, we're reading books that are themed around that. We'll do like crowns for the kids. We get to make like wishes and we watch a cartoon and then we'll whatever. And then the next night's Pirate Night. I get all into it. We make cardboard ships and we go sailing and we get to do sea shanties. And by the end of the night, my voice is just like fried. I'm just done.
Can you give us like a little 5-10 seconds?
Oh, all right, kids. All right. It's time to get on their ships now. It's time to have a lot of fun. You guys are ready with this. Let's read a book. And once you read a book in that voice, oh, after 20 kid pages of book, oh my God.
Because you can't break character either.
No, you can't. Because then they're like,
not once. No,
what happened to pirates?
Pirate Patrick.
Where'd you go? I'm so sorry, kids. I'm going to die. So please excuse me. But I know it'll be great. So every night you just got to pretend, have fun. It's great. Yeah, you change a couple diapers here and there. Yeah, you deal with some really scary drunk parents. It was another great form of birth control. No, yeah. Speaking about that earlier. But I'll tell you, when these parents show up and they're young parents, I'm not going to say how young, very young parents.
Understood.
And they've got a screaming 3-year-old that they don't want, clearly. And they just go, oh, he's going to be fine in 2 minutes. Just here, take him. Oh my God. You know, he just, strangers. Oh my God. 2 minutes. He's going to be totally fine. And they just toss this baby to you.
Catch, think fast.
Yeah. Okay. And then they'll just like, they're with us.
Enjoy
and these
day.
Parents, well, I've seen them sprint down the hall laughing and skipping. High five. I'm telling you, freeze frame, high five.
They dump the baby out.
Absolutely. They will go get trashed all day. They won't see this kid again till 1 a.m. And this kid has just cried himself to sleep. What can you do? So that's brutal.
That's like heartbreaking.
It is. It really is.
It was.
It makes you never want to be a bad parent.
Yeah, definitely.
Ever.
I learned what not to do as a parent for
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah.
You big probably felt like a border agent along the Mexican border.
Wow.
Pretty close.
Whoa.
I never thought about it like that.
Alexa, wow. Open the government.
Oh, you know what? Monday.
Yeah. But anyways, that was cruise ship life. But yeah, working together in the school was much better. Not as close contact, not 24 hours straight of seeing each other. It's good.
Yeah.
Okay, since we're working backwards chronologically,
sure.
The next logical question is, how did you guys meet?
Here we go.
Here we go. Yeah.
Do you want to start? You want me to start?
I'll start.
Fantastic.
Wow.
I'll start.
The chemistry here is just unbelievable.
She's always right. You've been together long enough that you know that. Okay.
It's cold in here now, huh?
Is it cold?
It got cold. Shit.
I'm fine.
I'm with you. This is great.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm comfy.
Took off my Patagonia sweater.
All right, so it was the year was '08.
Okay.
It was my senior year of high school.
Mm. Oh, twins.
Oh, for real?
I'm fucking 10 years older than you guys.
You don't need
she
to share that.
She is a twin. Crazy.
I am a twin. Yeah, you said twin. I was like, who are you talking to?
Were we triplets?
It could be, yeah.
Interesting. I don't know.
We don't look much alike.
I got my diploma back in 1998.
Oh. Well, they had school then.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And we got one computer to share for the whole class.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
Wow.
Tell us more stories, Grandpa.
Well, we had to walk to school uphill through the snow both ways.
Jeez, this guy.
Huckleberry Finn must have been great.
It sure was.
I'm sorry, Jenna.
Anyways, yeah, 2008, my senior year, we were part of a play. I worked backstage doing props and things like that. Patrick was on stage. Patrick, what was the play?
Into the Woods.
Into the Woods. Yeah, so I think we were getting ready for an upcoming performance, doing rehearsals after school and such. I was just hanging out backstage. You can take it from here now.
So she's backstage. I'm ready to get on stage. I've got other things going. Not a lead character in this show, so I've spent plenty of time in the green room for this particular show. I'm going past stage right out of the green room, and I have to walk past a couple of, you know, the curtain lines. No big deal. I'm ready to go on stage. I walk 6 steps out of the green room, and I just feel on my butt. Just this massive slap, which in theater, you know, whatever. Like in sports, not unexpected. And so I turn around like...
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that the ass tap was a thing in the theater.
There's a lot more in theater going on, so that is a very gentle thing in theater.
Whoa.
Yeah. this is prior to Me Too and all of that.
Ask the next actress. Yeah, absolutely. So I feel, you know, I feel a pretty good slap, and I turn around, and I see Jenna, who I didn't really know at the time, and I just kind of did one of these numbers like, I see you right now. But I didn't say anything because the show's going on. I go do my thing, whatever. Cool. Next day, same scene. I got to walk into the green room. Walk past it again. And I look at her again. I was like, That's two. I see you. That's two. Third time you're out. You get it? Cool. Next day, sure enough, what happened? And I was like, it's on. You and me, it's over.
Can I just say, I have no idea why I did this.
That was the
None.
Thing.
None. Maybe I thought
it wasn't
cute,
like there's this hot guy
me.
I got to get his attention.
It may
was
have not, been. Huh? I'm not sure. If anybody knew me in high school, I was the shyest Like,
sounds weird. Like it.
Shelled
working in theater,
ever.
Smacking asses.
This was a whole new Jenna. I don't know what happened.
Come out of her shell.
But it worked.
Yeah. So anyways, I said, you know, it's on. So anytime I saw her, for example, if she's taking a drink at the water fountain, this is a prime opportunity for payback.
Got it.
Warm the hands up. You know, and it goes on like that. You know, it's just silly, whatever. We end up talking, playing Foursquare after school. Things move on from there.
Foursquare in high school?
Yeah.
Foursquare was the jam.
What high school is this?
Romeo Senior High School.
Okay.
Facebook didn't exist when I was in high school.
Oh, man. And anyways, it went from there. I was just a junior. She was a senior. She was graduating, invited me to a graduation party. Things went on from there. We kept talking, and it was a great time. And then I broke her heart. I told her, just very honest, I told her straight up, listen, I like you, however, I don't like you as much as someone else right now, and I'm just really sorry, I didn't think it was going to happen. Anyway, she again goes off to college.
Takes a glug of beer over there.
Oh, yeah. She then goes off to college, I got one more year of high school, and we kept in touch for the 4 years of her schooling, 4 years of my schooling. We kept in touch infrequently. She went to state. Every time I was up there, we'd say hi. Every time she was home, I'd stop by. We'd have some quick conversation, but nothing other than that.
Okay.
No. What's up? How you doing? No, we were like dating other people throughout those 4 years.
I'm sure they loved that.
I don't know. If they
knew.
It
was pretty innocent.
It was really innocent. We had a fun friend's handshake that we would do. Like, hey, just nice to see it. We got caught up. She was just an extremely positive person, and I always needed that in my life because I hung out with some pretty negative people.
Okay.
That worked in radio. You know who they are and these kind of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't have any positive people in my life.
There you go.
Exactly. And I just awkwardly looked at each other like.
Oh, you mean you?
Hey, sorry, bud.
Oh, man. When are we done?
She finished up college. She came home. I had just gotten back from being out of country for like 6 months, not speaking any English. I came home and I was so excited just to talk to anybody.
Where were you?
I was in Belgium. I'm a French major. I was upset that I wasn't learning fast enough in school. And so I just kind of quit going to school for a while. And then I just moved over to Belgium.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, it works.
That's how you do
it. I'm always in awe of people that are much more motivated than I am. I don't feel like I could ever do something like that.
Well, I wasn't motivated. I was just very frustrated at myself because I knew I wouldn't take school seriously if I had other things to do. If it was just a class I had to take, I would do the work that was necessary. I would stop. I would think about something else. And I would only go there Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But if I immersed myself in it, I didn't speak any English. I didn't write home in English or talk to anybody in English. I'd force myself to then move forward in whatever it is I wanted to study. I get back. She's now back. And I said, you know what? Unbelievable. This Jenna girl, I should catch up with her again. We talked. I remembered how amazingly positive she was. We hung out every Monday about 5 months.
A while.
You treat everything like a gig, don't you?
Yeah, everything.
He's got to have a schedule, you know, otherwise
it works.
All right.
Pencil you in.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then after about that 5 months of us hanging out, I'm in town, she's in town. I'm thinking, this is great. You are amazing. We knew each other. We went our separate ways. We learned a lot more about life and ourselves. We now come back as more or less adult figures or trying to be adult figures.
You're hedging on saying adults.
Yeah, I'm not saying adults yet because we're just not there, you know.
You've got a cruise ship trip on, the, you know, we're going to be doing pirate voices for 2 years. So you're not quite there.
Yeah. No. So then we started dating and, you know, that was 6 years ago next month.
No.
Wow.
It's 6 years ago in 2 days.
No.
I will say this, not to get all mushy or whatever, but my wife and I were friends first. And I always feel like that's the way to go. Like, if you're friends and you get to know each other, you're comfortable with the pressure of dating or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
you've got to be best friends with that person.
Absolutely.
You know, you can't have like one of my older brother's friends has like a relationship that's very like, leaving her at home, going out, we're tailgating. We're like, why don't you bring her to the tailgate, man?
Yeah.
Like, we're all here. Like, you can bring.
We're buds.
Nope, this time for me. You know, you don't have to date her. Like, it's not mandatory.
Do you like her? Like,
there's too many people like that though, where they just treat it as this completely separate thing from their personal life. Like, oh, I can't be best friends.
It's
with
like work and play. It's
yeah,
like
it's exactly right.
Friends.
Yeah,
right. But you guys have a couple things on your own. You do aside from each other, right?
100%.
We do
like
now.
I said, I never
great.
See him.
It's moments like this where we get to spend time with each other.
Well, we're so thrilled you're spending your together
two
time
of
with
us.
Yeah, it's great.
This is it. This is the quintessential date. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, honestly, thanks.
Making sure you guys keep things fresh. You know that's all.
It's the QuizzoCast.
So now that we know everything about your entire life history and the history of your relationship,
all of it,
let's bring it back to Quizzo. And I want to ask you guys, because I had a rough night on Thursday night. I was hosting at Avery's, and I completely screwed the pooch on the individual bonus question.
Screwed the pooch. Gosh.
We've been there.
So it was
the class of 98.
At least he's not ripping the Patriots.
We got time.
Well, we'll get there. We'll
we
get
got
there.
Time. So, I did call that right, just by the way. Well, keep going.
120 million was the answer for the question. I can't remember off the top of my head what the question was, but I get all the answers. I've got like 10 teams. So the answer is like 120 million, and I get two people that have a tie for what I think is the closest. Okay, we got a tie. These people both guessed this number, and somebody, my guess was closer. What was your guess? Oh, shit, yeah. Okay, forget the tie. Okay, it's, my guess was closer
oh,
than
no.
that.
Oh, no.
So
oh, no.
So it was like three times it took to get the right answer. Eventually, I got it right. And thankfully, it was my gig that everybody knows me. They're there every week. They know I normally don't mess up too badly. And they always know that like, if they got a question or an issue with an answer, they can ask me and I'll talk it through with them and figure it out. But I mean, you guys know I don't usually screw it up this badly.
Right.
I'm sorry. And everybody kind of laughed and that was the end of it.
Oh, John.
Just a good old fashioned Florida recount.
That's our job.
Yeah. I felt like I was in Fort Lauderdale. It was just.
Well, I'm glad it happened at a place that they were familiar with.
Yeah, not like
I'm not
like,
a sub gig or
like
something.
Like if I was filling in for you at Brown Iron and they would have been like, who's this guy? Get Patrick or Jenna here.
It happened to me at a place I was filling in for Patrick, who was filling in for someone else. I think it was at the Rustic Leaf.
Oh, Rustic Leaf? Yeah, for 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. And I messed up the bonus question.
What happened
too.
To you? What happened to you?
I said the answer and who won. They're like, oh, me. I'm like, great. Do you want a beer? Give them the options. They pick beer. And I'm like, awesome.
Love it when
couple minutes
beer.
Later, oh, yeah. someone fun. Comes up to me and they're like, oh, I think, I'm pretty sure my number was closest. It was a little
then
bit closer.
Gotta,
I'm like,
dig in the pile,
oh, crap. Yeah, okay, hold on. Let me try to look through it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm so embarrassed. I think I'm on the microphone right now, too. It was horrific. So I ended up going to the bar and buying them a beer, too.
Beer solves all problems.
It does. But, like, you know, what if they wanted points? I felt terrible that I just ruined everyone's night. But
the points is rough because then you got to deduct points from one team and take it from another. Oh. Changes. This,
and if they're a league team, forget it.
Oh, for,
there
yeah.
Any, like, oh, league teams there,
then you're going to Supreme Court. And
see,
you
now,
that's the thing.
Part of me loves it when a league team gets villained because they're just.
Oh, it's great.
We're a league team. And just like four guys who just jumped in like, got them. Like, I love that. I love it.
What other horror stories do you guys have?
This past Tuesday was kind of rough, or rather two Tuesdays ago, whenever this is going to go
out. We're
all
having a rough go right now.
On a Tuesday of this week, the weather was really rough. You know, really icy roads that were going to, you know, predicting this terrible weather that was going to go on. A lot of schools were already calling off for the following day.
Yeah.
No big deal. And this is at Brown Iron. Mm-hmm. Well-established gig, normally 15 to 18 teams. Very comfortable there. Life is good. I show up, and they now have their Tuesday night sponsored by a beer company. Perrin comes in as a rep. He's got a bunch of stuff for me to give away, which is great. Mm-hmm. He's been there for a couple hours. Whatever he's got left on his table, he just puts on my table, and I can give it away between rounds, which is usually amazing.
Yeah.
The bar loves it. The
How do you do it?
Love it.
How do you give them away?
Oh, we do any
like
number
like
of things. Close. Yeah, close.
Sometimes.
normally, I try and ask that area-related questions. So if I'm at a brewery, I'm always trying to ask questions about their beer, their upcoming events. Hey, who can tell me when they're going to have their ice carving festival or something? Like, first one to come up here, and they got to search for it and ask for it. You know, what are the names of the waitstaff? Just something that's familiar to that bar, I try and do first before anything else. Just
I like that.
Just kind of shout out that bar.
I like the name of the waitstaff. I like that.
Oh, it's always a good one.
Because you want to take care of the staff.
Oh, absolutely. 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 And then they take care of you, and it's just a great snowball effect. Either way, Tuesday, he had a massive amount of things that he had not given away because there was no one at the bar.
Right.
Which is crazy. So I walked in. There were maybe 15 people total at the bar. And okay, maybe some people are going to come a little late. No problem. I had five teams to start. And that was every single table at the bar. And Brown Iron is huge.
Yeah.
And so we've got like one at the bar, one way over in the corner. We've got some servers playing that are rolling silverware. We've got two actual teams. And like some regulars. So really, really slow night. So he shovels off of me all of this free stuff. And on any other night, this is a gold mine.
Yeah.
It was a t-shirt, a hat, three bombers of beer. It was stickers and koozies. And I mean, I could have given this stuff away all night in between almost every other question.
Yeah.
So much stuff. So I was like, you know what? In between every round, I'm going to do something weird, something special, whatever. And it couldn't have gone any worse. Every time I did something, it completely backfired. The first time, I was like, all right, who's ready for a beer? Normally, you get people like,
give me.
Literally, crickets. One guy was like, me. And I was like,
did you say beer?
I was like, you know what, dude? Here, catch. You're the only one that raised your hand. Congratulations. Forget the question I'm about to ask. You're the only one excited. So I just tossed him a beer, and he was like, cool, thanks. Sweet. So moving on. Next round. Awesome. I was like, all right, guys, anyone that can come up and tell me the highest percentage alcohol they have of beer, and there's like 60 beers on tap. You know, you have to look at your menu, whatever. Come on up and tell me. No one's coming up. I was like, all right, I'm also going to give you a t-shirt, too. Like, it's a t-shirt and a beer. Literally, it's you're 10 steps away from me. Just go for it. And they're just like, can I just yell it from here? Like, no, I'm sticking to my guns. Like,
it didn't
come
snow
up.
Inside.
Yeah. Like, come on, let's go. It's not that cold. Like, alive, just people. Take a couple of seconds. So someone eventually come up like, hey, it's this. It's not, but fine. You know, here you go.
You're wrong.
So this guy, who does, and this is a pet peeve of mine, during raffles, and I have to do one later on this evening, during raffles when people win a raffle prize and they could care less, like, all right, a 50-inch TV, and they're like, what, I gotta put that in my car? I'm not a Prius. It's not gonna fit. Like, oh my God. Get over it. Anyway, so that didn't work. And then I thought, you know what? Here's a golden opportunity. I'm gonna get people involved. This is an easy no-brainer. I get to be involved. It's fun. Guys, first person to come up here and beat me at single elimination, rock, paper, scissors, you're a winner. You get to pick any three items off of this.
And there are just
me in.
I'll take the laptop.
Absolutely, yeah. It's yours.
And one's of the two speakers.
That's right. Yeah. So people are coming up, and I got some decent attendance one at a time. So if someone comes up and, you know, rock, paper, scissors, shoot, and I win. Oh, shit. You know, I'm not trying to win, but fine. Little drama. Never hurt anybody. Awesome.
Oh, no.
And I said, listen, if you lose, we all get to boo you off the stage. There's no stage. We all get to boo you back to your seat for fun. Oh, boo, whatever. So he goes back. Another person comes up. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I win again. Boo. And third person, I was like, okay, third time's a charm. Here we go.
I'm throwing paper.
I'm trying to lose. I don't know if you've ever tried to lose a rock, paper, scissors. It's not possible. It doesn't work like that. So I'm like, I'm going to try and lose, which is not a thing. And I win again. And I won 9 times in a row. And I was like, at this point, I'm getting upset.
It's like everyone in the bar.
It was almost everyone. I was like, please beat me.
Because, like, when you try to win rock, paper, scissors, like, you got to think, like, counterintuitively. It's like, they're going to do rock, so I'm going to do paper. But if you're trying to lose, it adds another layer to it and just further complicates it.
Rock, paper, scissors, win. Rock, paper, scissors, win. Go sit down. This is
the
worst.
Were you mixing it up?
Absolutely. At the point.
Maybe you should have just
done
it.
See, that's what I would have done. I would have just, boom, scissors.
The last three, I was just doing straight paper. Somebody beat me. Please, somebody beat me.
You know what I'm throwing. You know what's coming.
Absolutely.
Here it comes.
Finally, I'm running out of people. One of the waitstaff walks by. I said, Kim, please come here. I'm over the microphone. I'm going to throw paper, and we're going to play rock, paper, scissors. I need you to beat me.
Oh, no.
Wink, wink, wink. Okay, and then you pick any prize. You give it to any one of your patrons.
Oh, no, Kim.
We need to move along.
Oh, no, Kim.
She goes, oh, okay.
Kim.
Rock, paper, scissors, rock.
Kim.
And I was like, what?
Why don't you try one more time?
I'm here with my hand out, and I was like, you know what? Whoa, scissors. You see that magic trick? Unbelievable. And I was like, please take this off. We need to move on. This is taking way too long. That is what happens when you can't give anything away. And any other night, people are dying to get a silly band bracelet or anything. We had a great time. It was fine. It was fun. They were laughing. I was laughing. But it was just, you couldn't give these things away.
That's the thing is you've always so often it just doesn't go your way. But you've got to your job is to
move on.
Well, number one, your job. We got to put some money through this register. That's what we got to do. People, we need to be drinking. We need people to hang out and stay. And then, of course, number two, you want people to go, I had fun tonight. The typical fun is, we're going to put our brains together.
Right.
We're going to win this Quizzo match. But it doesn't always go that way, which leads me into my last theme night at Bee Nectar.
Now, we're recording this Saturday afternoon, so this was last night?
This was last night.
Okay.
Last night. So we're doing now Bee Nectar. We're doing the fourth Friday of every month. We're just going to, just keep it.
That's awesome.
We're going to keep it moving. We started a long time ago. We did Seinfeld. It was insane.
You talked about that in the last episode.
It was insane.
Was that ticket sales big?
That was ticket sales.
Cool.
So we did. Yeah, it was $5 to play, and it was just, it was bananas in there.
Believe it.
Did that. We did 30 Rock, which went pretty well. Could have gone better.
Not as big as Seinfeld.
Obviously not as big as Seinfeld. We did Simpsons. Very nice crowd. If Seinfeld was too much, Simpsons was
just right.
So then we did Curb. And I pull up. There's a taco truck outside. I'm excited about it. There's a bunch of cars lined up on a cold night. I was a little worried about it. I'm going to come in. They're having a pretty good night at the bar. So I'm connecting. I'm hooking up. The Quizzo staff team comes in. And I realize, oh, man, we're 10 minutes away. So I make my announcement. Guys, curb your enthusiasm. Trivia, we're getting going. We're about to start. It's going to be great.
Crickets?
Oh, not no. Crickets, because it's a pretty lively bar.
Uh-huh.
So I make another announcement. Like, hey, guys, like kind of my go-to when people aren't like really thrilled about trivia. Like, hey, guys, you know, it's free. First thing. Second thing is I've got gift cards. So if you look around, nobody's really playing. You got a good chance to win some gift cards. And third, listen, we're doing this whether you like it or not. So I'm not leaving. We're hosting. It's happening. You have to listen or leave. So
might as well play.
You might as well play. So I get some teams. They come on up and people come up and they're like, you say curb your enthusiasm?
Oh,
and I'm like, have you ever seen the show? No.
Not once.
No. We're going to play.
And it's six rounds.
Six
and two
rounds.
Two bonus rounds.
Two bonus Great. Rounds.
At that point, you don't mention the bonus rounds. No. You just say six rounds.
Oh, no, yeah. We played the bonus rounds. We had some fun with it. So I walk over to the Quizzo team, and I'm like, we need to split you guys up. There's like eight or nine of them. Like, we're splitting you into two teams. And they're like, what? I'm like, move.
Need the numbers.
Your different
Do
seats.
Come on,
get your people. Numbers. Be next your team. You guys are playing. Like, let's go. So the bar continues to get more and more full. So it's like, it's rowdy in there. But like, we got to do this. So I'm it's just kind of elephant in the room. All right, guys, we're doing Curb Your Enthusiasm trivia. I know none of you have ever seen the show.
Oh.
And I start to like read through the questions and they're hard.
Oh.
Like it is like, because, you know, I mean, we're still pretty new to the theme night thing.
Right.
We're trying to find, you don't want it too easy because then your diehard fans are bored. And you don't want it too hard because it's like, okay, I've seen the show one time all the way through. But like, I don't remember like exact quotes from season two, episode four.
Right.
Like,
I didn't read the books of Curb.
You know, right?
The books
aren't better, to be fair. But so I just kind of say, all right, guys, we're going to do it. I'm going to try to give you some clues. I'm going to try to play some songs. I'm going to try to lead you into some answers. And then I'm going to accept the funniest answers. So
if it's wrong,
if you can make me laugh with your answer, you're getting points.
I do that any other night. If you make me laugh, I'll probably get a point. Yeah.
See, my league teams would kill me.
I'm with you.
I would love to give away like funniest team name of the night. That's 2 points right off the top. You know, I'd like to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd rather have a team that comes up proud of their funny answers than upset that they're coming up with four blank rows.
Right.
You know, like, oh man, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
Oh my
they
God.
They do that.
It's going to be so great.
So the first round goes through. And it's like, you know, the first answer was Judy. So I played Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. And I saw a couple people like, oh, it's got to be Judy. And then I get some really raunchy answers. And here we go. I just read them out loud. Thanks. You know, you shouldn't bring your kids to the bar on Friday night. Shouldn't bring your kids to the bar, period.
Yeah.
But I read them. And then everybody's like, oh, it's like that. So
Pandora's box.
Round two's answers were just despicable. I loved it. And I said, I'm really happy to be spending my Friday night with you people because you're disgusting and I feel right at home. So we went through. I mean, the bonus round, it was like identify characters and same thing. You probably don't know their real name, but just like take a look at them. If you can get a good guess, like one of the answers was Kanye West, .. But a little bit nicer. Oh, that's a good point. I like that. That's pretty good.
Accurate.
I don't know if you're familiar with the show, and I'm not going to read it on the podcast, but the Marty Funkhauser tells a disgusting joke to Jerry Seinfeld in one of the episodes, like a minute long. And I reference this joke, and people are like, huh, like, what is it? And I'm like, you guys, I'm going to read the joke.
Oh, boy.
You just pulled it up?
So I pulled it up.
Oh, man.
And so if you're at home, go ahead and just Google Marty Funkhauser joke, and you're going to get it. And I don't really get nervous talking in front of crowds. I get nervous talking to people one-on-one. But, like, if we're in a big crowd of people and I've got a microphone, like, fuck it, here we go.
Can you reference the answer without saying it and listen why this was so awkward for you?
So there's a word that starts with the letter C that you don't say around women.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It involves next Tuesday.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
And the end of the joke is, P.S., your see you next Tuesday is in the sink. Like, that's the punchline of the joke.
The look on Jenny's face right now.
I need to take a break here.
What does this mean? I'm going to look this up.
I'm going to find my phone.
It's
Marty Funkhauser. Look it up now if you want.
So
this isn't Quizzo. You can be on your phone.
So I tell the crowd, I go, I'm going to read you guys this joke. And, like, Bucket is like, oh, yes!
So the ones that know are looking at you like oh,
and because and I also told people, I'm like, listen, if you guys can Google the answers quick enough, go ahead. I don't care. You
like
you
oh my gosh.
Like usually like this was it was no holds barred. Like yeah. I don't care. I just want you people to stay. I want you to laugh. I want you to keep buying these meads and ciders.
Right. Yeah.
I want you to just stay. Because the owner of the bar was there. And like as soon as I started Curb Trivia, I thought we were going to get like, we'll take our checks
right.
up. Let's go. I mean, you're in Ferndale. You've got a ton of options right around the corner. You're not like stranded. So my goal is like, you people need to stay. So I'm like, okay, here we go. I get to the question and like the answer, like the we were looking for that punchline. The it's in the sink.
That's got
to
be the first time we've looked for an answer that has the C-bomb in it.
Totally. It was the raunchiest trivia I've ever seen. It was fabulous. But I've never been nervous like talking in front of a crowd, but I read the joke. I didn't say see you next Tuesday. I just read it and we were howling. Like people were loving it. And when I was done, like I turned the music back up and I looked over at the guys behind the bar and they're like, this is the weirdest night I've ever had. While they're like constantly doing flights and getting beers going. Like it was something.
Way to go. Way to turn
well,
that
we
night
now
around.
Have, we now have a title for this week's episode.
Oh, yeah. I guess.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Can't wait to be associated with that. That's great.
Oh, no. I'm going to tell my mom to look this up.
Yeah. Wow, that's bold. Oh, no. That's good for you.
You guys should see the episode. It's the first time. So Marty Funkhauser is this, he's this character who is, he just plays Larry's friend. He plays just a real, like, just like an oaf. And he meets Jerry Seinfeld and he's like, Jerry, you're one of my favorite comedians. I've got a joke to tell you. Like right when he meets him and just delivers the, it's like one of those shows, kind of like The Office where it's like, yeah. No, you can't be that awkward. Like,
right.
Please don't do it. Oh my God.
You get like secondhand awkwardness.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that.
That's really all Curb is.
I'm going to look that up. I just put it in my phone as a little reminder for myself later. So don't worry.
I think Jen is halfway there. She has a stash.
I don't know. Like, I'm still kind of like, I don't know if I call last night a horror story or a success.
No, that's a huge
that's
success.
That's a save. I would call it a save.
A save is maybe a good call. I just like it. I have a little PTSD from it.
I don't blame you.
Like when the game ended, the bartender who always works with me on Monday nights, I was like, Joel, I'm getting drunk tonight. Because that sounds like a mighty fine idea.
Fuck you!
It's the QuizzoCast.
Got a couple of special events we want to hit you with before we leave. I want to mention this a week from tonight. So Thursday, February 7th, we're doing a special night of trivia at Avery's in Rochester Hills. It's going to be a dinner at 6:00. And we're going to bump trivia up an hour, make it 7 to 9. So dinner 6, trivia from 7 to 9. 50-50 raffle, prizes, cash bar. All the profits benefit Blessings in a Backpack Avondale, so some kids can really get helped out by this. It's $30 at the door, but totally worth it for a great cause to help out some kids that are in need in our area. So that is Avery's next Thursday at 7, dinner at 6, trivia at 7, next Thursday, February 7th.
So listen, if you don't like John...
And many don't.
You know, you can pick your podcast host here. What I'm saying is you can come to One-Eyed Betty's in Ferndale. I'm doing craft beer trivia.
Oh.
Ooh. One-Eyed Betty's, I love their food. I love their craft beers. I love their $3 whiskeys every day of the week. They have a different one. So it's not my normal gig, but I'm invading.
And what charity is this going to?
No charity.
Oh.
No charity.
Thank you for the backup on that, Patrick. I appreciate it.
I just felt bad we oohed and didn't ooh at yours.
I thank you for it.
Listen, charity's not as sexy as beer, you know? We need charity, but fucking beer.
But if you've already done the craft beer trivia, unless they're new questions, come for a fresh night of trivia with me at Avery's.
Oh, it's like that. Or you could go see Patrick.
The events are listed on our website, of course, quizzodetroit.com. Also coming up in this next couple of weeks before our next episode, Harry Potter trivia is happening on February 10th. That is a Sunday, 6 o'clock, Drafting Table Brewery in Wixom. Jeff is your host for that Harry Potter trivia on Sunday, February 10th.
I'm still in my quest to get every sub at every gig. I've had Drafting Table like on my schedule, on my docket 3 times, and then like, something happens. They cancel. I have to find a sub.
It's a good one.
It's
a good one.
You've been there?
Yeah. I subbed there a couple of months ago, and it's a nice setup. It's easy, straightforward. They got you in a good corner. They got a good crowd. They got some great beers.
We got a picture here on the website. It looks nice.
Oh, it's a nice
I like the greenery around the chandeliers.
I know this is lame, but what I like most about it is that they've got one of those really nice high-tech water fountains where you just put your bottle underneath and it just
like in Metro
straight water. Yeah, man. And you... Oh. I know that's really lame, but I fill my water bottle all the time, and I hate having to tip it in a water fountain, and the water fountain's broken. Oh, it's a whole thing. I just love that.
This is turning into an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You say we just learned a lot about you right there.
Oh, man, it's great.
You guys good at Harry Potter? Would that be good trivia for you?
No.
Well,
but,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
Patrick was the host of a Harry Potter trivia in Grand Rapids. It was like a huge event. It was a Yule ball.
Oh,
like
350 people or 400 people.
420 people, right? It was insanity, and I didn't know a single question.
42 teams, and we had to do it in like 45 minutes.
Wow.
It was bananas.
Did you help keep score? I was grading them all while, you know, Patrick's being his, like, crowd pleaser.
A lot of hand gestures going on in this room that they'll never be able to see.
Sadly. But much like the finals, when you host the finals, they give you a wireless mic. Well, at this venue, a huge venue, they've got, you know, 40 tables. It's a beautiful spread. It's amazing. Everyone's dressed up. Just give me this wireless microphone and a whole team of audio engineers that are running the PowerPoint.
That's awesome. The audio.
Oh, you don't have to think, right? I mean, Bucket does a great job at running it during finals, but there's nothing like having a whole team. So I'm just running around, skipping between tables with a clicker for the PowerPoint and a microphone, and I'm just having a ball, a Yule ball. And she's got
a Yule ball.
Well, that's going to wrap up episode number 10.
No, it's not.
Oh,
no, it's not, John.
Okay.
We've got some. I got to plug Bee Nectar as much as I can, but don't tell Sam at the tavern because she'll get very mad at me. Anyways, we're doing part of our fourth Friday of every month. We're doing, hasn't been done yet, Rick and Morty trivia at Bee Nectar. I think that's going to be perfect for the Ferndale scene.
Yeah.
Maybe a little. I don't think I'm going to have to take funniest answer at this one. I think it's going to be a pretty good turnout. That'll be February 22nd, Friday night, Rick and Morty.
And you won't have any answers with C-bombs in them.
Bucket? I might. He gives us a whirl.
Well, I guess we'll find
out. I might
out.
Open every night with the Marty Funkhauser joke from here
oh,
from here on out.
Goodness.
It beats fuck AT&T.
Yeah, it does beat fuck AT&T.
Patrick, Jenna, thank you both so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
I've had a lot of fun with you guys today. We'll have another episode out in 2 weeks on February 14th.
Happy Valentine's Day. It is.
Our next episode will be our Valentine's Day episode. We're going to have to
go. Why didn't we have the couple in on Valentine's Day?
Well, we'll come back.
Because hindsight is 2020.
Scrap the episode, please, Bucket.
Can you just trash it?
Just press delete?
Yeah.
This has been the QuizzoCast. Listen to all of our episodes in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download podcasts. Find Quizzo on Facebook and Instagram at Quizzo Detroit, or follow us on Twitter at Quizzo. See you at the bar.